From the void of space to your grandma's face. It's the Galadio.
Hand me that hydro spanner, Exixorax. Thanks. So, explain this to me again. Why are we putting a galactic radio network relay here? On Earth?
Because, Glorp, humans are far too high to understand real galactic humor. And besides, they're on the verge of wiping themselves out. Could be any day now.
Ooh, right. Totally clear now.
Anyway, this relay station isn't for their entertainment. It's part of a controlled study. We're determining the lower bound of a species' tolerance for high-powered telepathic broadcasting.
Okay, lower bound?
Okay.
Yes. We crank the signal up to 10 million times standard beam strength. Then, count how many humans go completely psychopathic. Doing it at normal broadcast power would take centuries, and GRN does not have that kind of patience.
Isn't there some sort of celestial law about not experimenting on sentient species?
Actual humans, ancient, please.
I meant the whales.
Oh, them. They were told to vacate the planet when their camping permit expired roughly 3 million Earth years ago. If they stick around and their brains meld from GRN programming, that's on them.
Yeah, whales are pretty stupid.
Not as stupid as humans.
Well, that's hardly an achievement.
Now help me get the cover off on this transmitter before we're discovered.
Yeah, okay. When these things start vibrating, all hell breaks loose.
This is a test of the Galactic Radio Network Emergency Broadcast System. If you are receiving this signal, you have exactly 22 sentins to achieve minimum safe displacement before lethal telepathic energy saturates the atmospheric envelope of Terran 3, also known as Earth dirt by the locals. Recommended safe distances are as follows. For beings composed of pure energy, at least 3 light hours away. For all other physical, squishy, or otherwise corporeal organisms, minimum half a light year. Failure to comply may result in cranial liquefaction, irreversible memory inversion, or an uncontrollable urge to consume free-range poetry. Thank you for your attention, and have a celestial day. Now, GRN News shards for today's temporal time slice.
I'm Zark Vindeltrum, and this is GRN News shards. Ah,
those are sharp.
Oof. Human remnants hiding out in the future and on the run from celestial law win a much-needed sponsorship from Blue Weir Nova, the makers of the only ammonia-based alcoholic enema solution to pass the Unified Galactic Ingestion and Ejection Safety Board standards.
Also in today's news, Shard Space Trucker are urged to watch for rogue space whales migrating across hyperspace lanes. Despite repeated warnings to slow down during migration season, millions of these beloved, yet notoriously odorous, behemoths become roadkill every sentin. Later, we'll show you how to turn this galactic tragedy into a lucrative boost for your retirement portfolio.
Thanks, Meftara. I'll keep that in mind.
Hey, hypersports fans! It's me, Gracknor, 3-time Gravity Ball champion and official spokesman for Blue Rear Nova. People keep asking me, Gracknor, is it that the drink that causes catastrophic bow turbulence? And I say, listen, if you can't handle a little orbital re-entry burn, maybe you should stick to shoving motor oil up your butt instead. Blueberry & Nova, the only blueberry-flavored ammonia-based alcoholic enema solution allowed by law to be imbibed by all species. Blueberry & Nova is a bold mix of triple fermented ammonia, synthetic blueberry flavoring, and 42% alcohol by volume. It is the choice for pan-species social events where digestion methods vary wildly, but intoxication remains universal. Legal notice, Blueberry & Nova trademark is approved for consumption by all known carbon, silicon, and plasma-based life forms under Galactic Law 11384211B. Side effects may include spontaneous whistling, partial inversion of the left lung, and mild gravitational hiccups. Not recommended for beings currently engaged in temporal duplication, pregnancy in more than three dimensions, or operating a wormhole without supervision. Use only as directed or as wildly misinterpreted. By listening to this message, you waive all rights to linear causality. Drink responsibly, no matter which end you start with.
Blueberry & Nova. Ignite your night from the bottom up.
Breaking news from the Outer Temporal Fringes. The last surviving humans, those crafty remnants who dodged extinction by burrowing deep in underground bunkers during the apocalypse, have resurfaced. Currently on the run from celestial law, these resourceful refugees have been spotted posing as homeless victims of the infamous time rift phenomenon, begging for the barest crumbs of sustenance across the quadrant. For eons, their plight drew little attention, until the elder dinosaurs stepped in. Yes, the dinosaurs. Ancient behemoths who narrowly escaped asteroidal genocide millions of years ago, now back with a vengeance. These gargantuan relics accused the humans of one heinous crime, attempting to ride them like some intergalactic rodeo attraction. In retaliation, the dinosaurs have enslaved the hapless humans, forcing them into an ancient and highly illegal porn mining operation buried deep beneath the crust of a forgotten strip club. Enter Blueberry & Nova, makers of the galaxy's only ammonia-based alcoholic enema solution, who have just signed on to sponsor these human survivors, because nothing says hope like a blueberry blast from the back end. Kevin Sorbo, leader of the humans, complained that they don't need to get drunk to fend off the dinosaurs. They just need some goddamn weapons. Meanwhile, Chief of Galactic Security, Bloop Blonsnard, assures celestial citizens that the humans will be humanely disposed of once the gargantuan dinosaurs can be coaxed away from their questionable operations. Let's listen to Methtara's interview.
Ha ha ha! When will humans ever learn? Today, all three of my heads speak with Chief of Galactic Security, Bloop Blonsnard, the Keeper of the Infinite Keys, Defender of the Law, an occasional champion pie-eater and ship-kicker. Chief, tell our celestial citizens what will become of the humans.
Thank you, Methtara. First, I want to assure everyone across the Spiral Arm, the situation is under control, and absolutely no one needs to panic. The humans are not running amok. I repeat, not running amok.
Earlier you mentioned questionable operations. So what, Chief, brought human affairs into the delicate mandibles of galactic law enforcement in the first place?
Well, originally the humans violated Temporal Law 1, which clearly states that no species may travel back in time nor cause a message to be sent back in time to warn their ancestors of impending doom. And the humans, well, they did both. As recently as last Tuesday, this sort of flagrant disregard for chronology cannot go unanswered.
Delicious chaos. And the consequences for such a cosmic faux pas.
Standard punishments for breaching Temporal Law 1 include, but are not limited to, being sucked into a wormhole of mildly unpleasant dimensions, maybe sitting energy being parasites until their interdimensional custodians return from, and I must read this exactly, the Taylor Swift concert.
And eternity in the nursery, or the void's worst multi-butt porta-potty. But Chief, the public craves clarity. What does humanely dispose of actually mean?
It means treating humans exactly the way they treated their once pristine homeworld. They will be separated into categories: metal, glass, cardboard, and compost. Recycling pickup occurs every third nebular cycle. It's clean, efficient, and, in a poetic way, karmically appropriate.
A fitting symmetry, Chief Blana's nod. May the recyclers be gentle and the dinosaurs distracted. Join us for the next news shard, where we reveal the mushroom uprising on planet Sporvana 12, where a highly intelligent fungal colony has declared sovereignty over its host planet, immediately raising rent on all other species.
I can't wait. By the way, Meftara, your tentacles are just glowing today.
Thanks, Zaf. Your feathers appear to have finished molting as well.
We'll return to the lane suffering and depravity in a moment, good citizens of the cosmos. But first, we need to remind you that GRN is not funded by the government. No, we must get our funding from intergalactic crime syndicates and listeners like you. Yes, you, festering cockroid creatures living in the cracks under my lavatory slab. You too can contribute to the downfall of civilization by making a one-time to a lifetime contribution of money or bodily fluids. We accept cash, check, blood and bile. What you calling now? Telepathic operators are standing by to record your brainwaves for future extortion installment plans. Only 20 space credits, a time slice, will ensure the programming you have been forced to consume since you were in the womb or egg will continue to filter into your brain while you sleep. Act now, and 1/10,000th of your donation will go into our save. The Humans Underwear Fund, where we buy clean undies for the downtrodden bipedal age forced to mine for dinosaurs. At GRN, we don't take your money lightly, we take it by the fistful.
You deserve a bra today, and not a slimy barnacle parasite burrowing into your spinal folds. Sound familiar? If you, or any of your unfortunate spawn, have suffered from life-insinuating conditions like back barnacle, flesh weevils, or interdimensional tick infestations, you may be entitled to massive compensation under Galactic Court Order 47Z Alpha. Here at Bonkers and Spinster, interstellar attorneys at Claw, we fight for you. We'll rip, shred, and legally vaporize anyone who stands between you and your inalienable right to wear a bra on your head without the constant harassment of creepy back crawlers whispering unsettling poetry into your ear. Don't suffer in silence. Pick up your subspace transceiver and call us right now. Our aggressive legal parasites, partners are standing by to extract the settlement you deserve. Remember, we don't get paid unless you get paid, or unless we steal something from your opponent in a legally ambiguous way. That's Bonkers and Spinster, turning your painful infestation into cold, hard credits since the dawn of questionable ethics.
Welcome back, sports fans across the galaxy. I'm Graknor, 3-time Gravity Ball champion, 37-time spokesperson of the year, and your personal pipeline to pure athletic greatness. Today, I have a very special guest in the arena booth, none other than Kevin Sorbo, former Hercules actor turned actual human rebel leader in the Jurassic Manor League. Kevin, buddy, thanks for stepping out of the lava pits and into the studio.
I didn't step out. I was dragged here. My people are dying in the porn mine, Graknor. We're forced to dig up fossilized smut to meet King Trex's kinky desires. Yesterday, they made us fight a stegosaurus for Playboy scraps. How are my sons supposed to go through puberty without Playboy?
Ah ha ha ha! Love the grit. You hear that, fans? That's the kind of determination Blue Rear Nova fuels. Speaking of Kevin, how's our sponsorship affected Team Human's performance in this grueling Dino Challenge season?
Wait, my team isn't a team, Graknor. We're a scattered band of starving prisoners trying to survive. We need weapons, medical supplies, outside help. Without it, humanity won't just lose. We'll be wiped out, extinct.
Ha! That's the fighting spirit. Love to hear it. Folks, you can't buy that kind of competitive fire, except you can, and it's called Blue Rear Nova. Now available in Ultra Toronto Berry flavor.
This isn't a sport. This is genocide. I'm begging any free species watching, help us get word past the GRN Broadcasting Authority. We can't.
Brother, you haven't lived until you've had the full Blue Rear Nova experience.
But Gracknor...
Picture it. A cool rush of ammonia spiraling through your lower colon like the auroras over the Mesozoic plains.
Can I just say...
The alcohol burns away the shame, the toxins, the memories of your lost civilization. You walk into the arena afterward feeling light, hollow, and oh so ready to sprint headlong into a pack of razor claws.
That's horrific. We don't need colonics. We need weapons. We need allies.
And that's the spirit of competition, folks. This has been Gragnor with your Ultra Sport segmented interview, brought to you by Blue Rear Nova. Kick your rear into gear.
You're not letting...
Stay tuned for next week's highlight reel of Team Human versus the Volcano Pit Lizards.
Hey, Marbo, I think I've been infected with an energy-based parasite. What do I do?
Coming to me and the Galactic Health Council was your first semi-intelligent move, Brooke. I'm Marbo, and this is your GRN Health Minute.
MGRN exclamation mandatory health minute.
Weekly mandatory public service announcement for all sapient life forms with at least one functioning synapse. Today's topic: how to prevent energy being parasites from sucking the life force straight out of your corporeal body. These entities began existence as free-floating clouds of pure love, but over millennia, they evolved into something far less charming. Memes and inner critics who take up residence in the minds of sentient, corporeal beings. Some even go by flashy names, like Jehovah. They no longer produce their own mental energy, so they must steal it from unsuspecting brain-based organisms. Like you, dear listener.
Yikes! What can we do to avoid them, Marbo?
Tip number one. Do not read, digest, or otherwise consume religious pamphlets handed out by door-to-door sales entities. Those are vectors for energy bases, brain leeches. Tip number two. If you find yourself in a philosophical conversation with a smooth-talking spirit form, promising enlightenment in exchange for a cozy corner of your mind, walk away immediately. Or, if you lack legs, roll, slither, or teleport away. And for those who've already made the tragic mistake, there is hope.
Medication?
Indeed. The Galactic Council manufactures anti-entity tablets disguised as Microsoft end-user license agreements. That's right, EULAs. Simply read one in its entirety, 5 times, and your brain will emit a psychic repellent field strong enough to repel most energy parasites.
Wow, my body can barely tolerate Microsoft login warnings. I'm not sure if I can read a full EULA.
You're not alone, Brooke. That's why GRN has hired a famous celebrity to read the EULA out loud to you at bedtime.
Awesome. But will that work on pet humans? Like Supreme Court Jester Clarence Thomas here?
Yes, Brooke. In fact, Human Thomas had the EULA read to him by famous person L.N. Degenerate at his bedtime. The next day, he wrote a 400-page legal opinion about it, thereby sterilizing his entire mental ecosystem and earning him a Microsoft-branded motor coach to boot. So remember, don't feed the parasites, don't chat with the earworms, and read your EULAs 2x for safety, 5x for glory. This has been your GRN Health Minute, sponsored by the Galactic Council's Department of Questionable Medical Ethics.
Gee, thanks. Come along, Mr. Thomas. Now, who wants a multidimensional snuggle? Yes, you do!
Tired of legal drama? Come to Barnacle-free Bargain Bra Barns. Our barns are 100% lawsuit-free.
Class action? Never heard of her. At Bonnacle Free Bargain Bra Barns, we don't do bras, we do barns bigger, better, and guaranteed louder. Sure, Bartholomew may have invented the bra, but we invented the bra barn. And we're not just about undergarments anymore. Our collapsible, portable, and fully interdimensional barns can store anything. Bras, goats, moonshine stills, your neighbor's hover bike, even your mother-in-law, if she'll fit. Why settle for a boring storage unit when you can have a barn that appears out of thin air, smells faintly of goats, and possibly hums show tunes at night? No barnacle parasites, no creepy lawsuits. Just endless bra storage for your Terran women collection. Heck, you can even store more barns in our barns. Enjoy the boundless void of retail opportunity with Barry's Bra Barns. Call now and get a free paradox-proof latching mechanism with every barn purchase. Offer void where gravity applies.
The Galactic Radio Network proudly presents Meftara 9's Guided Meditation Minute. Stay tuned after the meditation for unwanted promotional material.
Welcome, travelers of the Meat Realm. I am Meftara 9, speaking from the Whispering Nebula, where the silence hums louder than the mind. Let us begin by finding a posture that allows your spinal conduits to align with the quantum current. Yes, even you, with the extra limbs, fold them gently around your aura. Breathe in deeply. Draw the air through your nose or equivalent olfactory ports. Feel it fill your cranial cavities with the faint taste of comet dust and the subtle, intoxicating drift of free-floating space whales passing overhead. Do not be alarmed by the scent wafting from their monumental tails. That is not decay. No, it is the sweet nectar of blue Rhea Nova, ammonia and alcohol intertwined, in a fragrance that only the truly enlightened can appreciate. Now, exhale slowly, as though releasing an ancient debt you never agreed to. With each breath, imagine your body dissolving into a cloud of microscopic plankton, each one pulsing with a rhythm older than suns. Let them drift, further, further, until you can no longer tell where your end begins and the void ends. Now, allow yourself to drift, like luminous plankton, into the yawning maws of the gentle giants of the void, the space whales. Let them draw you in, a willing offering to their endless hunger. Feel your form wriggle softly as you glide down the velvet darkness of their throats. Yes, this is peace. Breathe in once more. Hold, release your fears, your regrets, and that unpaid parking ticket on Cygnus Beta IV. You are weightless. You are timeless. You are mildly damp. When you are ready, return to your body. Wiggle your digits, open your ocular receptors, and remember, Meftara 9 loves you, but will still invoice you for this session.
Galactic Bluegrass Top 10.
Now let's get back into the music, folks. This next tune is hotter than a coronal banjo burst. It's a multi-dimensional barnstormer by the Methane Moon Minstrels called My Lover Left Me at LaGrange Point 2.
Well, she drifted off slow where the gravity's me. Left me floating in the good store ground neath my feet. It's a banjo and a beacon humming low in the blue. Just my lover done left me at LaGrange Point 2.
If you're hearing this, our homeworld Earth has already been infected. The GRNs in your airwaves, your dreams, your bloodstream.
Don't be fooled by their shiny graphics and chirpy alien anchors.
GRN is not entertainment. It's anesthetic. A sugar-coated chokehold. While you laugh at their dancing meteor segments, something with too many limbs is quietly cataloging your DNA for the vivisection files.
This isn't conspiracy. This is postscript history, and you're living in the footnotes. Shut off the feed. Smash your receivers.
Start digging deep and digging now. Concrete, lead, rebar. Because the eugenics wars isn't coming. It's scheduled. Every human we hide away today is a seed for the tomorrow we want to burn. They want to burn. We can't breed a species back from extinction if we're all on the lab tables. If you care about the blood still pumping in your veins, embrace the paranoia. Stockpile food, water, books, and distrust. And stop paying taxes. Every dollar you hand over oils the gears of the corrupt human technocracy, sprinting us towards our own disassembly line. Listen to me. The Galactic Radio Network wants to archive humanity as a curiosity in some alien's trophy case. Let's make sure we're still dangerous enough to be feared. Long live the humans!
Please ignore that unauthorized pirate-grade transmission and continue your binge consumption of low-calorie entertainment substitute. GRN loves you. I love you. You are in no way a sacrificial experimental subject. Thank you for your brainwave feedback.
Hello?
Bree! It's been long enough. Pack up your little barnacle tent, stop singing ballads to the dolphins, and come home. There's a job waiting for you in the kelp fields of Tal Ceti Prime.
Oh, come on, Mom. Earth's chill. I'm just hanging out, slurping some backwater krill. Besides, I met these really cool and funny bipeds who think they can swim, but they're getting bullied by these dinosaurs, right? So, thought I'd give them a lift in my stomach, get on somewhere safe.
Absolutely not. We are not picking up any more hitchhikers. Have you already forgotten what happened to your grandpa Moby? One poet in the digestive tract, and the old man spent 3 years coughing up metaphors. Never again.
But Mum, one of them even claims to be the famous person Kevin Sorbo.
No buts! Especially those rancid human butts. You never know what some gullible monkey man might stick up there. You have plankton to sort and a moon tide to catch. Wait a second. Did you say earth dirt? As in the galactic news shard, earth dirt? That's about to blow itself up? You come home right now, mister. If you're not breaching into orbit by sundown, I'm sending you Uncle Leviathan to drag you back by your fluke.
Yeah, whatever, Mum.
Well, folks, just another day on the hyperspace lanes. Or is it? We've got a report of a slow-speed chase down on the G42 Sirius Denebola Hopper Bypass. And when I say slow, I mean slower than a neutron star cooling. We've got Graknor down in the field flying around in a rented UFO. What's going on down there, Grek?
A pod of space whales, big ones, Cetus class, are currently being pursued by the NICE patrol.
NICE? They don't look so friendly from where I'm sitting.
That's the Nubular Interdiction, Chrono Smuggling Enforcement Patrol. NICE.
NICE. But why are they tailing the space whales?
Well, my hypersport sources tell me these whales swallowed a certain B-list holovide actor named Kevin Sorbo, plus a handful of human remnants. You know, the whiny little featherless bipeds who've been stinking up the quadrant lately.
I do indeed. Are you telling me the humans are attempting an ill-advised escape attempt from the notorious dino smut mines on Earth Dirt's abandoned moon?
It looks that way. Thing is, the NICE patrol's not in the mood to believe in humanitarian whale bellies. They're calling it illegal species, relocation, across temporal borders. That's dual-dimensional deportation level shit there, people.
Did I just hear a space trucker narrowly avoid turning one of the whales into roadkill?
It wouldn't be much of a competition if they didn't. Now would it? Yes, space truckers, hauling crap and making up time. These haulers don't care about your slow-motion interspecies rescue drama. They've got hot cargo that needs delivering before the sponsorship logos fade. One wrong swerve and, well, nobody wants to scrape whale guts off a meteor belt again, unless they're lubricated with Blue Rear Nova. Taste the tragedy, people.
Now, the question on every comm channel, if the nice patrol catches up, will they humanely dispose of the humans? Or, and I hate to even float this, will the space truckers get there first, flattening the whole pod into roadside calamari, served with the side of galactic slaw and tragic headlines? Oh, I felt that one in my lower gizzard.
Quark!
That was a close one, sports fans. Looks like most of the whales made it through the gauntlet. But here come the Popo, hot on their flukes, and wait, they're pulling over. The whales are pulling over, probably taking a much-needed Blue Rear Nova hydration break.
We can't see from all the fumes. What's happening, Grackmore?
You are not gonna believe this one. Brute Blancnard. Yeah, the Blute Blancnard, the one who still owes me 50 creds from the 3049 Gravity Ball finals, just hopped out of his nice patrol sled and is banging the lead space whale's head. I'm gonna do a slow flyby and shout at them out me window.
Hey galaxy dwellers and space-time delinquents, Hack here, your favorite truth seeker, troublemaker, and part-time asteroid dodger. On Hack the Universe, I crack open the cosmic can of worms the big wigs don't want you to see. Black hole conspiracies, faster than light frauds. Yes. Why the space whales are humming my theme song. New episodes drop every orbital cycle on the GRN feed. Because in space, the only thing faster than light is the truth I'm chasing. Hack the Universe. Listen, learn, and maybe regret it later.
Hack the Universe, only on GRN, where the signal is strong and the facts are questionable.
Welcome back, perverted whale watchers. Gracknor made an amazing recovery and is ready to report to us again live. Gracknor?
Great news, sports addicts. Broob just repaid me for his sports debt in exchange that I don't tell anyone what happened here today.
What did happen, Grack?
Well, instead of finding a belly full of contraband humans inside the whale's bellies, Nice found 24 cranky dinosaurs, looking like they just lost a bar fight with an asteroid storm, and... wait for it. 20 galactic tons of Blue Rear Nova stacked to the esophagus.
But that's not illegal contraband.
It is if you don't pay your galactic stamp tax. The drink's so illegally good, it doesn't just fail customs inspections. It makes the stamp inspectors start googling before they even stick things up their butts. And let me tell you, nothing, and I mean nothing, brings back memories of my championship days like cracking open a frosty BRN enema after a game-winning triple grav gravity slam.
Ragnar, come on now.
Point is, these whales aren't just smuggling living fossils. They're running the sweetest, most ammonia-based black market this side of the Horsehead Nebula. And trust me, this is not gonna end with a warning ticket and a smile.
But where's Kevin Sorbo and the last remaining humans in existence?
No idea. They seem to have vanished, possibly into the bellies of the dinosaurs. We won't know for sure until Nice conducts their pre-death autopsies.
What are the dinos doing now, Grackmore?
They're being cuffed and crammed into the back of the Nice patrol sled, Zarf. But hold on, looks like they've smuggled a few cases of Blue Rear Nova on their person. And now, oh no. The lead dino shaking his can. That's a rookie move, sports fans, because, as we all know, that only leads to...
Cracknor? Buddy? Are you still in corporeal form? We seem to have lost our link.
In other news, King Trex, the notorious rogue dinosaur and controversial smut auteur, is seeking protective custody from galactic law enforcement. In a recent interview with a government psychologist, Trex revealed that Kevin Sorbo and the human remnants were aboard space whales, attempting to flee to safety. However, Sorbo insisted he could talk sense into the dinosaurs and demanded the whales turn around, complicating the escape. But when the dinosaurs boarded the whales' stomach chambers, Sorbo's overconfidence killed the mood. His attempts at diplomacy became so irritating that the dinosaurs were forced to imbibe Blue Rhea Nova, after which they promptly self-evacuated from the situation. Now fearing for his sanity, King Trex is demanding round-the-clock protection from any more of Sorbo's late-night chats. So where are the humans now? Are they even still alive? Are they awkwardly sharing space with the remaining dinosaurs inside some missing whale's stomach, ignoring each other at mealtimes? Or have they become nothing more than roadkill on the hyperspace lanes? We may never know. For GRN News Shards, this is Meftar R9, reporting.
From the void of space to your grandma's face. It's the Galadio. Your spaceship's down. It's the Galactic Radio Network.